Pannadhi, intelligence being lost. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Pretentiously religious householder life, in which one is attracted to material happiness and thus also attracted to the superficial explanation of the Vedas, robs one of all intelligence and attaches one to fruitive activities as all in all. Please repeat. Pretentiously religious householder life, in which one is attracted to material happiness and thus also attracted to the superficial explanation of the Vedas, robs one of all intelligence and attaches one to fruitive activities as all in all. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Persons who identify with bodily existence are attached to the fruitive activities described in the Vedic literature. For example, in the Vedas it is said that one who observes the Chaturmasya vow will attain eternal happiness in the heavenly kingdom. In Bhagavad Gita it is said that this flowery language of the Vedas mostly attracts persons who identify with the body. To them, such happiness as that of the heavenly kingdom is everything. They do not know that beyond that is the spiritual kingdom or kingdom of God, and they have no knowledge that one can go there. Thus, they are bereft of transcendental knowledge. Such persons are very careful in observing the rules and regulations of household life in order to be promoted to the next life, to the moon or other heavenly planets. It is stated here that such persons are attached to Brahma Sukha, which means material happiness, without knowledge of eternal, blissful, spiritual life. Griheshu kuta dharmeshu shakto grammo sukhechaya karmatantrang bitanute vedavado vipannadhi. Pretentiously religious householder life, in which one is attracted to material happiness and thus also attracted to the superficial explanations of the Vedas, robs one of all intelligence and attaches one to fruitive activities as all in all. Om Agyanati Nirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtham Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamaiham Gadati Sapadantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivashati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So Nandishwar is cursing Daksha and his followers. His followers are mostly the Brahmanas. Daksha's assembly was filled with these Karmakandi Brahmanas, because these Karmakandi Brahmanas are generally attracted to these kind of sacrifices. And so Nandishwar is cursing them that these materialistic people those who are attracted to fruitive activities. Fruitive activities mean by performing pious activities who try to enjoy in this material nature. Fruitive workers. They want to enjoy the fruits of their actions. They act in order to enjoy in this material nature. That tendency is called karma, bhog, enjoyment in the material nature. There are three types of people. Bhukti-kami, mukti-kami, and devotees. Actually, there are four types. Another classification, another type is siddhi-kami. Bhukti, mukti, siddhi. But beyond that is bhakti. The bhukti, actually siddhi also falls in that fruitive category. Because they want to achieve siddhi, yoga siddhi, to enjoy in the material. So bhukti kami is they want to enjoy this material nature. And the Vedas have one branch that tells people how to enjoy in this material nature. There are prescribed process by which one can actually enjoy in this material nature. What is the prescribed process? Follow the rules and regulations. Follow the rules and regulations, and as a result of that, you will have a lot of enjoyment in this material nature. But this material nature is a place of suffering. This material nature is a place of suffering, and this body is an instrument to receive pain. So what can you expect here? It's a place of suffering, it's a prison house, and this body is a place, body is an instrument, machine to receive pain. And the living entities being illusioned, they think that they are going to enjoy through this body in this material nature. Materialistic life means trying to enjoy through this material body in this material nature. And the material nature extends to up to Sattva-loka. Material nature is starting from the lowest planetary system, Patala-loka, to Sattva-loka. There are 14 planetary systems. Each universe has 14 planetary systems. The lower planetary systems are the places where some type of individuals try to enjoy. And higher planetary systems are a place where some other type of people want to enjoy. And we see that there are some people who like to stay up at night, go to the pubs and nightclubs, and they try to enjoy. They live in darkness. So subterranean planets, the lower planetary systems, are like those nightclubs. They operate without light because the sun's rays don't enter there. They have artificial lights, like this kind of light. What kind of light is that? The serpents have jewels on their head, and the jewels actually give out the light. Do you see some similarity? Look between this light and that light. The cables, don't they look like a serpent? And on top of the cable, there's a bulb. This is an imitation of that kind of arrangement. By nature's arrangement, there is that there are serpents with many, many hoods and huge bodies, and they have their jewels on their head. And the jewel actually gives out the light. Like there are places like in America, big areas of that are full of nightclubs. And I heard, I've never been there. Like, the arrangement is as such that when you enter there, you can't make out whether it's day or night. Even in the broad daylight, at noon time you enter there, they don't allow the light, sunlight to enter there. They make the arrangements like it is all night time, all artificially lit. So, there is one kind of people like that, those who want to enjoy through the nocturnal activities, nighttime activities. But there are other types of living entities who stay up during the day and they try to enjoy through the nature's arrangement. The nature's arrangement is the sunlight to light up the universe. So seven higher planetary systems are lit up by the rays of the sun. Whereas the lower planetary system, there is no sun rays, sunlight. Atal, Bital, Sutal. Atal, Bital, Sutal, Talatal, Mahatal, Rasatal, Fatal. So these are the seven lower planetary systems. Bhagavatam describes them as Bila Sarga. Bila means subterranean, underground. Underground. And they are also like heavenly planets. There are a lot of enjoyments there. Like we go to a nightclub, there is so-called enjoyment, material enjoyment. And in the higher planetary systems, they enjoy in a certain way. The higher one goes, the higher is the enjoyment. So-called enjoyment. But is there any enjoyment? People try to enjoy in the material nature through this body. But can anybody actually enjoy through this body? No. But there is the allurement. Come, you will have the enjoyment. Try hard enough. Don't worry if you haven't been able to enjoy so far. But soon you will enjoy. Just one more effort, you will enjoy. And that is the illusory energy of the Lord, Maya. So Nandishwari is pointing that out. That you all are so attached to your bodily enjoyment. You are performing sacrifices for what? Elevation to the higher planetary systems. And going to the higher planetary systems, what will you get? Yes, you will get some enjoyment. Lots of soma rasa to drink. And that soma rasa will create excitement in your body. Like this kind of drinks, they create excitement in the body, like alcohol. But that excitement is only momentary. In the soma, alcohol, excitement is momentary. Like there is some excitement and then hangover. But soma rasa doesn't have any hangover. There is one gets rejuvenation of the body. The body becomes very strong and powerful. And then why do they want to have this healthy body? To material enjoyment, sex life. And there are beautiful girls there. They're apsaras. And they are all there ready to please you. So people think that there is that is higher enjoyment. But it's all illusory. There is no enjoyment in this material nature. A person who is actually, what happens in the heavenly plan is the illusion becomes even more intensified. They think that they are enjoying. That is the creation of the illusory energy of the Lord. But because they are pertaining, because they are following the Vedic injunctions, they get some sort of enjoyment. Some sort of enjoyment. But that is been described as kha pushpayate, phantasmagoria. Kha means sky and pushpa means flower. Can there be flower in the sky? There is no possibility of flowers in the sky, but it is the illusion that makes one think that there is some flower in the sky. The English expression for that is phantasmagoria. Illusion. And the Vedas are giving the instruction, okay, you want to enjoy? Enjoy in this way. What is the way to enjoy? You acquire a lot of piety. Just as in the earth planet, the tendency is, the tendency to provoke one to enjoyment is, you earn a lot of money and you will enjoy. There is that allurement. You will enjoy. If you have a lot of money, you will enjoy. And there is some sort of enjoyment in getting money. You can fulfill your desire. That's the kind of enjoyment. But for how long does it last? It doesn't last for very long. You have money. You want something. You can immediately get it. But for how long the attraction for that object lasts? Only for a very short time. Like, we can see that, like people think that if I have a nice house in some very beautiful area, like Beverly Hills in Los Angeles, I'll be so happy. Now when you get the house, you get excited. Yeah, I got a house in Beverly Hills. But then after a short while, Beverly Hills becomes boring. That house becomes totally unattractive. That's why what actually happens, one simply keeps on migrating from one desire to another desire. And that's why the example has been given of a mirage. What happens to a mirage? Mirage gives you a promise that there is water. You are thirsty, you are dying for water, and there is a promise, there is an impression. It appears that there is water. You run after the mirage. But can you ever catch the mirage? Can you ever quench your thirst by running after a mirage? The more you run after the more the mirage runs away from you. And that's the condition of a living entity in the material nature. He is continuously running after the mirage. Continuously running after the mirage. And he never catches it. He never quenches his thirst running after a mirage. That's one thing Prabhupada told me during one of my first early meetings with Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada told me, see, for so many lifetimes you are trying to enjoy. And you can see that you are still not satisfied. At that time I could not really properly understand that point. But later on it occurred to me that what Prabhupada actually meant, see, life after life you are running after this mirage. And you're naturally, you're not satisfied. That's the condition of every living entity in the material nature. For so many lifetimes you are trying to enjoy. But you can see that you're still not satisfied. That means you are still have never enjoyed. And then he told me, just offer this life to Krishna. Just offer this life to Krishna. And Prabhupada started to explain what it meant to offer this life to Krishna. And he explained for a long time. And then at the end Prabhupada said, even if nothing happens, offer this life to Krishna, and if nothing happens, what's the loss? It's just one lifetime out of so many. So you can afford to risk it. Because there are so many lives. Okay, if this life doesn't work by offering to Krishna, in next life you try to carry on enjoying. And it was such an enlightening instruction. Just offer this life to Krishna. That's what Krishna consciousness actually means. Offer this life to Krishna and everything immediately changes. Then we get to see. Here is real enjoyment. Here is real enjoyment. The first thing that it happens is the enjoyment following the four regulative principles. No meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. That is an enjoyment. That leads to real enjoyment. Eat nice Krishna prasad, real enjoyment. Don't take intoxication. That makes your health so much better. Your consciousness becomes so clear. And so forth. So this is the real way to enjoy. I mean, this is just the beginning. And then what to speak of chanting the holy name and getting the taste of one's loving relationship with Krishna. It may take some time, but it will happen. It will happen. The process works. Just chant the holy name of the Lord. At the beginning it may be troublesome, burdensome. Oh, I have to chant now. And after finishing 16 rounds, okay, now 16 rounds is over. Prabhupada himself once said, that now I finished my 16 rounds and I can do any nonsense. I mean, Prabhupada said that, imitating our mentality. Now I finished my 16 rounds and I can do any nonsense. But then Prabhupada said one thing also. If you chant your 16 rounds properly, you'll never be able to do any nonsense. Just chant your 16 rounds and you'll never be able to do any nonsense. So that is what is giving us the protection. Holy name gives us the protection. Krishna protects us. So in one hand we have this illusory energy of the Lord, and on the other hand we have the absolute reality. The Maya, the illusory energy of the Lord, is tempting us towards a phantasmagoria, a daydream. There will be enjoyment. But what do we get? The more we try to enjoy, the more we end up suffering. Alcohol and things, those things are actually a perfect example. Drugs is a perfect example. People take drugs or drink alcohol thinking that they will enjoy. But then what happens? The next morning, you wake up with a big headache, body ache, which is called hangover. That's what one person was telling me in Belgium, actually. This couple, very successful, very wealthy family. The man is a doctor, and they have a beautiful house near Brussels. And no, I'm sorry, they're not in Belgium, they're in Holland. They're near Eindhoven, actually. Eindhoven is Holland. And so the wife one day was telling me that the life they used to lead before, like every Saturday, they used to have a party. And people used to come and they used to drink. And in the morning, she would wake up and she would, actually the ground floor was the living room, and upstairs they had their bedrooms. And she would, as it is, when she woke up, she had a terrible hangover. And then she looked down from that patio, or and saw that the ground floor, the living room, looks like a battlefield. And if so many people came, they drank, and the whole place is smeared with glasses and empty bottles, and maybe the carpet is stained with all kinds of spilt stuff on it. And her first thought was, my God, now I have to clean it. And then she said, and ever since I came across ISKCON devotees, my life has changed. Then also I have party. On Saturdays I have party, but I don't have to do anything. The devotees bring prasad, the devotees bring everything, and people come, and we have such a wonderful time. And now when I look down after I get, when I get up in the morning, I feel so fresh, and so happy, so enlivened, and I look down the railing, and I see everything is just spick and span. The devotees cleaned up the room also. So that is the life of Krishna consciousness. Everything is so positive. Whereas the materialistic way of life, they try to enjoy, but what they get suffering. And there is a way to enjoy in the material nature. There is a purpose. You know why there is a way to enjoy in the material nature? Simply to realize that there is no enjoyment in the material nature. Fine, enjoy. The basic enjoyment is by fulfilling your desire. Right? Happiness. What is happiness actually? When you get what you want. Isn't it? The happiness is when you get what you want, that's happiness. Now how to get what you want? The real way to get what you want is by acquiring pious activities, acquiring piety. You acquire piety, you acquire pious activity, and that gives you the real wealth. The money wealth can buy you something on the earth planet. But this money cannot buy anything in the higher planetary systems, where there are greater happiness, greater kind of happiness, higher kind of happiness. In order to get that happiness in the higher planetary system, you have to have piety, punya. And if you have a lot of punya, then you are elevated to the heavenly planets. And in the heavenly planets, you can fulfill your desires. And that fulfillment of the desire is more real than here. At least here, there is hangover, as I was telling. But in the heavenly planet, there is no hangover. And there you drink somaras, you enjoy, you get, your body becomes filled with excitement, and then that excitement never subsides. And you can continuously have that state of existence. And then there, all kinds of material enjoyments are there, which is more real in the sense it doesn't really come to an end as such. The gross material happiness comes to an end, and that end is painful. Like those who take drugs, they say that, that they take drugs because they cannot stay without it. Their body is in such a painful state that without taking these heavy drugs like heroin and morphine, opium derivatives, it causes, once they get addicted to it, they cannot stay without it because that state is extremely painful. Therefore, in order to get rid of the pain, they have to take drugs. In this way, they become slaves of their drugs. But in the higher planetary systems, there is no such effect. And in the higher planetary systems, there is no death. There is no death, but there is a situation when you may lose your right to stay there. When the piety becomes kshina, reduced, then one falls down and comes down to the earth planet again. That also a very roundabout process. They don't just come straight to the earth planet. They just, it's a long, long process. Anyway, I don't want to get into that. But the point actually is that the purpose of material enjoyment, so-called material enjoyment, is to realize that there is no enjoyment. That's why it is good to suffer. In the material nature, it is good to suffer. Because when you suffer, you come to your senses. That I'm suffering. The one of the condition for initiation in the Vedic scripture is tap. Tap means suffering. So in order to take to spiritual life, one must suffer. If you didn't suffer enough, then you are not qualified to get initiation. Suffer. Through the suffering, what you realize? I don't want to stay here. I want to get out of this place. And the proper way to get out of this place is surrendering to Krishna. Like you are in a prison house. You can get out of the prison in two ways. One way is dig a tunnel out of the prison. You can get out of the prison. But is it really becoming free? No, you have to hide all the time. And the police will be after you. And you have to run away from the police all the time. And if you're caught, then not only will you be sent back to the prison house, but your prison terms will be more intensified. That is a negative way of escaping the prison condition. But the positive way is surrender to the king. Tell him that I made a mistake by defying your law. I made a mistake by not accepting your authority. So here I am, I recognize my mistake and I am surrendering myself unto you. Please, my Lord, forgive me for all my offenses at your lotus feet. So now I am yours. Then the king gets to know about it, that this is what you are, that this is what you want. This is your attitude now. What will the king do? king will see whether you really changed your perverted mentality, rectified your perverted mentality. So what the king will do? King will tell the prison authorities, this person, watch him carefully, see how he behaves. And the prison authority says, oh, this person is king's man. King is taking a favorable attitude towards him. They start giving him all facilities. Oh, your bed is not good enough? Please come. A special mattress. Oh, you don't like this, Prashad? Okay. I mean, you don't like this food? Here's better food for you. Here's better facilities. So this is how the prisoner, when one surrenders to the king, even though he may be in the prison, the prison authorities start giving him facilities. So that's what happens when one becomes a devotee. The prison house of the material nature, the authorities of this prison house start giving them all kinds of facilities. Then they see that this person is a role model for the other prisoners. They put him up. Every prisoner watch him. This is how you should become. And all the other prisoners come to him. Say, tell me what you did. And then he says, look, this is what I did. I just surrendered to the king. All I did is I wrote a letter to him saying, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I promise I'll never make those mistakes again. I'm completely surrendered soul to you. And you do whatever you want to do with me. So the other prisoners think, oh, is that true? So, and then the prison authorities appoint him that you go from prison to prison and you tell everybody what actually happened to you after you surrendered to the king. And then, at some point when the king sees that he has been such a good servant, the king says, okay, now you release him and bring him to my palace. I need some good servants like him. So if somebody wants to serve somebody, why shouldn't he want him to be near him? And this is how the King of Kings, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, calls the living entity back to the spiritual sky. Thank you. How glorious to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande. Patukapal Prabhu, any comment? Any other question? They don't actually bother about the rules and regulations of the scriptures. They have their own rules and regulations. They have their rulers and they follow their rules. There is no democracy. They have monarchy. Like the snakes are there and the king of snakes is Vasuki. And whatever Vasuki decides, everyone follows. If Vasuki says, don't do this, they'll say, yes, my lord. So this is how they have their rules and regulations. But not so much the Vedic injunctions. In lower planetary systems, they don't perform sacrifice. They have their karmic reaction. Any other? Yes.
In the Vedas, we also have, apart from the karma kanda, there is the jnana kanda section. There, the goal is not sense enjoyment but liberation. So, here, when Veda Vaar is going to be, there were two attached, even in the Gita Krishna. Attached to the Vedic flowering words of the Vedas. Does it also also refer to the those who are attached to the Jnana Kanda or only to the...
No, that is pertaining to Karma Kanda. That Jamiman Pushpitan Bhasha Prabodanti Vipashchira. So that those the Vedavada Rakatartha. So they are actually attracted the it's Karmakandi section actually. Jnanakanda leads to liberation. Karmakanda is leading to bhukti, enjoyment in the material nature. The goal of Karmakanda is enjoyment in the material nature. Or the desire for enjoyment in the material nature leads to Karmakanda. But after enjoying for so many years, fulfilling all your desires, when you see that there is no, I'm still suffering. Like there are so many such instances. Like for example, King Chitraketu, the ruler of the earth planet, but so sad, so unhappy, doesn't have a son. So he had a son. See, like, what does a king not, what does a king not have? He has everything, practically. Right. But still we are seeing that he is unhappy. I don't have a son. So, Angira Rishi comes and says, okay, he'll get a son. So he has a son. Now he is very happy. I have a son. But then the son is poisoned. Again he is submerged in an ocean of suffering. Then Narad Muni comes along with Angira Rishi and instructed him, because now he is ready. He suffered enough. He realized the actual state of affairs in the material nature. So now he is situated in knowledge. But Jnanakanda generally also has stages. Naya, Vaisheshika, Sankha and Yoga. These four branches of philosophy fall in the Jnanakanda section. Why? It's kind of leading. Why am I suffering? So how can I get out of this suffering condition? So that endeavor for knowledge is there, how to get out. But then the fulfillment of knowledge is in devotional service. The suffering condition can be mitigated only through devotional service. The real way, as I say, you can either run away from the prison, escape from the prison, or surrender to the king. Now, which is the real way of getting out of the prison? Surrendering to the king is the real way of getting out. Yes.
How do demigods interact? Through their gross material senses or through the subtle material senses like mind?
Demigods' bodies are actually more subtle bodies. They also have those five elements are there. But they are in a very, very subtle form. Like the, you see, the lower species you go, the grosser is the body. The grosser elements are there. Right? Like earth, water, fire, air, ether. So you go to the tree bodies or rock bodies. See, the body is so gross. It's all matter, earth. But then you go into the higher, little higher form of life. More predominantly water. See the human body? What is the predominating factor in the human body? Water. Then higher you go, is fire. The predominating element of the body is fire. Higher you go, it's ether. I'm sorry, air. The predominating factor is the air. So, like that, you see. In this planet, the body is mostly earth body and water body. But the heavenly, higher planetary system, more fiery body, like sun planet. What kind of body do they have? You can't have, you can't afford to have a water body. It dissolves straight away. And then beyond fire is air. That's why Pavan Dev is considered to be the most powerful demigod. Air. Not oxygen, hydrogen. That kind of air. It's prana, apan, saman, van and udan. These are the air aspect. But in that, there is some earth, some water, some fire. Okay, yes.
And even become sometimes devotees are hopeless, that all the other subjects are doing very nice, for my health I am not doing so much. So this is all sometimes hopeless situation.
Are you asking this question for the first time? Did you ask it before or you never? Okay, go ahead. Anyway, I got your point. Because this question comes up quite frequently. Yeah, you see, this body is subjected to karmic reaction. Body is a product of karma and it's also subjected to karma. So whatever the karma is, the body will go through. But when one takes to Krishna consciousness, it's not that the body will not go through the suffering condition. But because he has taken to Krishna consciousness, he is not affected by the suffering condition. For example, the doctor is operating on a patient having a bypass surgery. You know what they do during bypass surgery? The first thing they do is they cut your ribs. Right? And then they open it up like this. Can you imagine? Your ribs are just opened up like this. Then they take the heart and they operate on the heart. But does the patient feel any pain? Why not? Because of anesthetics. What does anesthetics do? Do you know what anesthetics do? Anesthetics actually numbs the nervous system, inactivates the nervous system. Nervous system doesn't function. So when the nervous system doesn't function, you don't feel any pain. Because the pain, the feelings of pleasure and pain are carried by the nerves. So when the nerves are numbed, then there is no feeling of pain. Right? Nerves are numbed means what? The consciousness is not flowing through the nervous system. Okay. So now, what does Krishna consciousness do? The anesthetics do it artificially by injecting some anesthetics which numbs the nervous system. But Krishna consciousness naturally shifts the consciousness from the body to Krishna. When you're Krishna conscious, what does it mean? It means your consciousness is with Krishna. So if your consciousness is with Krishna, then what happens to your body? Is there consciousness in your body? So when your consciousness is not in your body, if something happens to your body, do you feel that? You don't feel that. Okay. Now, the thing is that you may say that that is at a very advanced stage. When one's consciousness is completely to Krishna. Right? Then what about less advanced devotees like us? With us, what will happen that when you go through the suffering condition, we'll become more and more aware of the nature of the body and the nature of consciousness. Which the karmis cannot do. Like the karmis, they start because they don't have any higher understanding. They just get affected by that completely. Whereas a devotee at least deals with due understanding. That I am suffering, this is the condition of the body. Do I want to stay in this body? When you are suffering, do you want to stay in this body? No. So in this way, you become more and more detached. And then eventually what will happen, the body will, you know, by nature's arrangement, the consciousness will be withdrawn from the body. As the body grows old, the body, the consciousness we can see is withdrawn from the body more and more. And then finally what will happen? The time of death will come. And then how will you feel? Now the time has come for me to get out of this body. So let's take advantage of that. Right? Or do you say, oh, I don't want to leave this body. What will be your situation? Will you want to stay in this body or get out of this body? And when you get out of this body, where would you want to go? Want to come back again? Then where will you want to go? Remember Krishna. So the suffering condition that a devotee goes through is for his own benefit. Krishna, because you see, Krishna is, you know, all merciful. Whatever he makes one devotee after he surrenders to him, whatever Krishna makes him go through is for his or her personal benefit. That's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is, yes, the devotees will go through the suffering condition. But because he is situated in spiritual identity, those suffering conditions won't affect him. Right? And Prabhupada gives the example of a fan when the switch, it has been switched off. It's moving. It's moving out of inertia. But there is no power behind it. It's a way to come to a standstill. So devotee suffering condition is actually a way of, apparently, suffering condition is a way to bring him to a standstill situation when he is free from the bodily designation. And another consideration here, one may think that he is or she is suffering, but apparently it seems that he or she is suffering, but is he being affected by that? If the answer is no, then the suffering condition doesn't really matter. Right? And as long as the suffering is there, Krishna is telling, Tam Stiti Kshasya Bharata. This material, you are in a place of suffering. What can you expect here? So it's natural that suffering will come. Tolerate it. But you are, as a devotee, you are in a much better situation to tolerate than a non-devotee. Okay. Oh, I see. There is a question from the internet. Dhanavad Pranam Guru Maharaj. My question is, how to balance our material life and spiritual life? Because I realize that when we become advanced in spiritual life, our material life become useless for us. Like for a student, he doesn't want to study anymore when he becomes advanced in bhakti, but study also important for us, and it ended there. Okay, so it seems that the question remains incomplete. Anyway, whatever we get this is, no, like a devotee, whatever he does it in the best possible way. If a devotee is studying, he should not neglect his studies, but he should consider that since I'm doing it, I must do it in the best possible. That is the sign of good character. A person who is good with good character, what is his nature like? Whatever he does it in the best possible way. And that's why a devotee, whatever he does it in the best possible way. How many of you are students here? Are you studying well? Aaj school nahi gaye? Okay, you didn't go to school, but study well. Become the best. Like Arjun, he's the best because he's doing it for Krishna. So a devotee, because for a devotee, whatever he's doing is for Krishna. For a devotee, everything is spiritualized because he's doing it for Krishna. Therefore, he does it in the best possible way. Yes, Sutapa?
Guruji, I wanted to ask, why is Bali Maharaj was awarded a Maharaj?
Lower planetary system? Because, you see, Daitya's residence is actually lower planetary system. So, since Bali Maharaj was a Daitya, so that was his appropriate place. Heavenly planet was not appropriate place for him. So Krishna sent him there. Okay, you are a Daitya, you stay there. But when time comes, like just wait for another Manvantar. Just wait for this Manvantar to end and you will get the position of Indra. In next Manvantar, Bali Maharaj will become Indra. See, this is how Krishna fulfills the desire of his devotee. Do you want something? Okay, I'll get it. Don't worry. But don't rush. And don't create disturbance in the society. Okay, thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanandi. Srila Prabhupada.
So both of you didn't go to school.
Today?
There will be no
studies. No studies. Oh, okay. Very good. Oh. Can you put Namachiki? जैसा हिंदी में धर्म कैसे धर्म धर्म कैसा हो धर्म हिंदी में तो धर्म होता है जबकि बंगला में धर्म नहीं है instructor. Shabda Gramya. This is Gramya. No, Gramya. Gramya. Sukhet Chaya. This job, this job. Let me see. Chacha. Sukhet Chaya. Karma. Tantram. So this is the Griheshu Buddha Sarmeshu Sapta Brahma Sukhitshaya Karma Tantra Ta Nirajaya Karma Tantra Vita Mute Veda Vada Vita Mute. This is your page? I forgot your name. You're studying in India? What's your name? Mayur. Should I write here? Okay. Should I write here? This one. What do you do? But you will be working now, right? You finished your degree. So why did you do engineering and now you do science? So you're staying in Bangalore. You come here? Sometimes it becomes difficult to do something.